When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2335, My Top 5 Nutrition Tips for Healthy Eating Habits by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to it as we optimize your life. My Top 5 Nutrition Tips for Healthy Eating Habits by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. One of the most outstanding figures in the history of medicine was the Greek physician Hippocrates. He sums up the importance of healthy eating habits in one statement, quote, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food," end quote. With that in mind, let's look at my top 5 simple tips for healthy eating, what to eat, and how to make your eating habits stick. Tip number 1, base your nutritional habits around whole foods. Think nuts, seeds, grains, fruits, vegetables, pulses, and meat, if you choose to eat it. Make choices in these food groups that are as close to the original food as possible. This helps ensure the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients are still intact. For example, choose raw almonds instead of honey roasted ones. Tip number 2, choose organic whenever possible. Organic farming places the utmost importance on caring for the soil because soil forms the basis of health for all life forms. Healthy soil encourages healthy, disease-resistant plants. By choosing organic, you are opting for food that has been grown without the use of synthetic pesticides and without the routine use of antibiotics. Making as many organic choices as you can will go a long way towards helping you establish healthy eating habits. Now beware of organic, junk, or highly processed foods. Listen to the previous section again if you need a refresher. Tip number 3, drink lots of water. Your body can survive a surprisingly long time without food, but it won't last more than a few days without water. You absolutely need to focus on drinking water alongside healthy eating habits. Optimal hydration is critical to ensure our muscles and nerves function properly, and even mild dehydration can lead to feelings of lethargy. How much to drink? Well, the answer is quite simple. Drink until your wee is clear or almost clear. What an easy way to measure whether you're getting enough. Aim to drink most of your water in between meals, and find a way to make water intake a regular healthy habit. Always carry a water bottle. My partner takes this a step further. Having a water bottle on hand is not enough to make them remember to drink. For this reason, an alarm goes off on their phone every 15 minutes, which reminds them to drink. Seriously, drinking more water is one of the easiest simple tips for healthy eating, and it can have such a big effect on your health. Tip number 4, take time to plan and prepare for eating well. It takes time and preparation to execute healthy eating habits. Schedule out time to write shopping lists, shop for food, and prepare meals. Plan to eat before you shop to minimize the chance of giving in to temptation foods. You can also shop online to minimize temptation even further. More food planning and meal preparation tips. Make bulk meals to freeze for busy nights and set aside time to prepare a packed lunch the night before. Keep useful kitchen items in easy to reach places. For example, put the blender on the bench rather than in the cupboard, so that healthy smoothie preparation is quick and easy. Good eating habits don't happen by accident. You need to consciously decide what you are going to do to make them happen. And tip number 5, change only one small thing at a time. You may feel overwhelmed by wondering where to start working on your healthy eating habits. Don't. Just start. Make one small, achievable change, and once that becomes a habit, something you can do without major effort, then focus on something else. Small changes are the key to success. For example, instead of saying, "I'm only going to eat whole foods from now on and forever," instead, make your target more realistic. This might be, "I'm going to eat at least 4 different vegetables each day, at least 5 days every week." You just listened to the post titled, "My Top 5 Nutrition Tips for Healthy Eating Habits," by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I say this all the time. Do you know what? Repetitiveness is part of my job. I know that seeing or hearing a long list of potential habits can be really overwhelming. Plus, it kind of makes a person feel badly about themselves. It's happened to me plenty of times. In fact, I was attending a meeting with my fellow university colleagues. Oh, don't I sound fancy? My fellow university colleagues. Anywho, we were sharing what online resources we've been using to help make our classes more engaging during the pandemic. My colleagues were using so many cool online tools, I was starting to feel overwhelmed by all of the options. And honestly, I was starting to feel badly for myself. I felt like I was letting my students down because I wasn't incorporating all of these cool features like my colleagues were. But I took a moment to breathe and reminded myself of my own advice. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing out loud for all to hear. Oh wait, wrong one. That advice was from the movie Elf. Let's try that again. My advice to myself was, whenever you feel overwhelmed by too many options, just pick one and start there. All right, that's better. So if you ever feel overwhelmed or even badly for yourself when presented with a long list of solutions to whatever issue you're facing, just pick one and start there. Pick the one that jumped out at you, the one where you were like, "Ooh, I like that idea." For me, after my meeting with my university colleagues, I decided I was going to use a free web-based platform that allowed for interactive survey questions during class. So, what's the one you're going to start with? All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.